This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Well, Mr. David. Good to be back. Had a doctor's appointment yesterday, and I'm here.
Welcome back, Mully. Happy Wednesday. You return as the Cubs triumphant over the Pirates.
That was
fun to watch.
Dominating. It wasn't that much fun because you got nervous when Shohei left after, 87 pitches or something?
When Shota Imanaga left with a cramp, you feared it was worse. You're relaxing a bit as a Cub fan knowing it's just a cramp. We'll see if it compromises his next start. Doesn't sound that way. But let's not quibble. After losing two out of three to the Phillies, the Cubs needed this. So this was a welcome sight. They had a day off, and we all overreacted to what they didn't have and what was going to happen next. The Pirates are a nice team to play after losing two out of three.
That honest to God, it was like watching a Sox game. It just you had like
in what way? You have to specify in what way.
There weren't a heck of a lot of people who showed up. It was like you're used to the Cubs kind of being treated a little bit differently, and you didn't really get it.
9,434 witnesses. That was the announced crowd. Early in the game, Zach made his estimate on the attendance game, and he said 10,000 flat. And I thought, oh my gosh, there's only 10,000 people there? No wonder it sounds so quiet.
Empty
on the broadcast. They did a terrific job. We'll get to that in a moment. But I see what you mean.
The energy level.
There was no energy.
I'm just saying.
How many people?
It was a good performance.
It was an excellent performance. The bats came alive. Four home runs.
Yes.
Craig Counsell reconfigured the lineup. Good for him.
Yes.
Responding to a slumping Dansby Swanson, putting him eighth, and Dansby responds with a torpedo bat home run.
Torpedo bat.
Well, who knows? It's got to be one reason why.
Beautiful.
There's got to be a reason why he hits a homer. So that was the good news. Shota had it. He was rolling.
He was great.
Jim Deshays said during the broadcast on the Marquee Sports Network, this is a pitcher's sweet spot. They had a 4-0 lead, then it grew, and he was feeling it. There were people there with signs of Shota Imanaga and big heads and all those things, and he was in a groove. And then the inning later, he had a cramp.
Yeah,
JD jinxed him.
Unfortunately, I wasn't listening. I was watching, and it seemed like, what? His knee? How did he hurt his knee? And you watch it again. He didn't hurt his knee. Did he hurt his knee? I just had a lot more anxiety about that than I needed.
I'll say this. Once again, Ron Coomer is outstanding because he sees a different game than everybody else.
Right.
He sees the nuance. He sees the subtlety. He sees the kinds of things that can be easy to miss. And he was on this immediately. He noticed and referenced during the broadcast that Shota, an inning earlier, has pounding his quad.
Yeah.
And so he thought it was a cramp right away. This is what it sounded with Ron Coomer, Dr. Coomer to us, correctly diagnosed.
He is the doctor.
Shota Imanaga's cramp.
Expecting him to do well, and now Shota, they're going out to see Nick Frangella, Craig Counsell, and all going out to see about Shota.
It looked like he was limping ever so slightly as he walked off the mound.
Well, and I told you that last inning he was pounding his, what would be his left quad, And it was almost like you do that sometimes if you're getting a cramp or something, like you're trying to release the cramp or a tight muscle. And now that's kind of what they're, you know, he's leaning on his right leg and, you know, they're kind of, I think he's coming out of the game. Craig Council wants him to come out of the game, yeah.
Shota walking okay. I don't see any noticeable limp as he walks off the field, but he will leave here in the sixth inning. After the leadoff double by Andrew McCutchen, Shota will leave with a 4-0 advantage. It's his game to win, and nobody was throwing in the Cub bullpen, so whomever it is, we'll get all the time they need to get ready. I'm pretty sure that's the way that'll work.
He was on it. And so,
and that is so true. People do that.
They do that when they're trying to prevent a cramp.
Yes.
And it sounded like Coombhead was speaking from experience.
Yes, no question.
As a guy who's probably had his share.
Yeah.
And it made you feel better, Molly, because I think when you watch it and you don't know what they're talking about, and with the pitcher, you never know.
Right.
But you fear it's an arm thing.
Right.
And you're like, oh my gosh, Justin Steele to Shota Imanaga. What's going to happen next? Who can Jed get? And then it's like, oh, it's a cramp.
But then the other thing is when you say that it's a knee, you never know what a knee means, right?
Yeah.
A knee is also I think you need a knee to pitch. I put it that way.
Yes, there are degrees of concern when you hear body parts mentioned.
Exactly.
The arm, the knee, and then, a quad, a cramp. We can live with that, hopefully.
Yeah, that'll be okay.
That'll be okay.
That's,
because the Cubs need to take care of business.
Just don't stay up all night.
Get your fluids.
Yeah.
Have a couple bananas. Get your potassium levels up.
Carlos Sombrano, don't be online with your brother all night.
Don't get carpal tunnel syndrome.
Exactly.
That was the craziest. That was one of the crazier Chicago sports injuries.
Yeah, it was great.
Up there with Chris Sale falling out of the truck. Wasn't Kerry Wood in the hot tub going way back?
I mean, the greatest of all time is anything connected with Jose Cardinal. There are some unbelievable Jose Cardinal injury stories. His eyelid, one year he might not be able to start the season because his eyelid was kind of shut.
Yeah.
He was sleeping and he couldn't get his eyelid open. Come on. Have you ever heard that
Never heard that ever again.
The cricket. Remember he had a cricket that got in his room and he couldn't get any sleep?
So
and he was
a colorful player.
He'd be able to start
good
the season.
Good old Jose Cardinal.
Oh, my God. He had so many
love that
ones.
Baseball card. How about Brian Griese, the former quarterback for the Bears? Was he not the one who tripped in his driveway or tripped on his stairs?
I mean, there were a lot of tripping over dogs, as I recall.
Fell over a duffel or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who
and Boozer. Didn't Carlos Boozer.
Brian Robinson fell over his dog.
Brian Robinson, former defensive tackle. Yeah, there's some definite
he either fell
memorable
over a dog
injuries.
Or he fell out of some kind of a vehicle.
Sammy Sosa was sneezing, and then he pulled
rib cartilage,
something like that. Yeah, Texas to remember this.
My gosh.
Kyle Farnsworth hurting his foot, drunk on a jet ski.
Well, that'll happen.
Those jet skis are dangerous.
Yeah, I mean, he just happened to be on a jet ski.
Yesterday felt like jet ski season. Yeah, right.